Welcome to this interview for the Society of Sports Therapists. I'm Emily Goss and I'm joined today by Tyrone and Francesca, who are the new chair and vice chair of the Needs Group. Can you both please tell me about your career to date since graduating as sports therapist and what you do on a day-to-day basis?
Do you want me to take, I'll take this one first. So I started working as a sports therapist with a local rugby team in Guernsey. They play for National 2 South, so we're sort of back and forwards from the UK every other weekend. So I started doing a load of soft tissue injury, pitch side stuff, and all their kind of functional rehab. And then I met a few physios through working with them, and they were starting up a company that specialized in muscle and joint problems. They heavily invested in a lot of diagnostic equipment. So we then started up a company 4 years ago and really hit the ground running in Guernsey. So we did, we've done really well. We've already expanded. I've learned a lot. And so actually I am going to the Commonwealth Games in August with the medical team for Guernsey, and after that, I'm leaving the practice and I'm setting up on my own. So there are exciting things ahead for me. So yeah, that's my employment status today as a sports therapist.
Great. And Tyrone?
Yeah, for myself. So since graduating, I took a different route and did a bit more into the personal training side and worked in David Lloyd Leisure, so as a personal trainer, but also working alongside a physiotherapist, supporting them in what they were doing so I could get a bit of a clinical eye as well. And it was useful just to see the combination of the two and how PT and rehab could work together, which was very useful in just using both of them to get people back fit and healthy as well. And as a result, that led to a lot of opportunities to be able to work, kind of travel, and it opened doors into a bit more football work as well. So that's where I've mainly worked in. That's been my background from a young age, and it's allowed me to travel to different tournaments. So working in Sweden, and recently working in Slovakia as well, which has been useful. In terms of football, working in different clubs, I've worked in Dagenham at their Dagenham Redbridge, their youth team level for a couple of seasons, and then progressed into working in more first team roles. So the first team role was at West, and then now currently I'm at Dulwich Hamlet FC. So they play in the National Conference South League, which is, I'm now entering my third season there. So it's been useful, yeah, just being in charge of a team, kind of running the other, overseeing, you know, all the rehab and being responsible for that. It's been, definitely eye-opening as well. And in between all of that, managed to set up my own clinic based in South London in Clapham, called, yeah, Specify Health and Wellbeing. And that's been running now for just over 4 years now, since 2018. So that was a big decision to make. It's not easy, obviously, setting up your own industry or institute and just trying to get that to grow and build, and yeah, being able to see and treat not just sports people and athletes, but just the general public as well, and getting them to where they need to go. So it's been, yeah, it's been a lot of mixed bag, but all the experience has been useful, and yeah, definitely happy with where things are going, and looking forward to the future.
Amazing. So Tyrone, are you able to talk about any key moments or specific things that you have done that have been instrumental in your career?
Yeah, just a few. So as I mentioned before about the football tours, now the first one I went to was with a youth team in Sweden, and that was the first time that my career had taken me, you know, abroad to work, and you know, just the experience of working, yeah, in another country for it was out there for about a week, and you know, dealing with you know different injuries and just seeing how like yeah, even other teams, other nationalities did their rehab and kind of mixing with them and getting a few pointers and tips was very useful. And yeah, it's opened my eyes to more of the world, that it's not just you know London and the UK, but the whole world you know does rehab and they do it in different ways. And you're kind of taking bits from you know from the Italians and the Spanish and the Croatians and all that, and the Americans, and just making something that that looks good as well. So that was a massive experience for me as a sports therapist. And again, opening my own clinic, that was always my aim. When I kind of graduated, I thought that was what I wanted to have at some point in my life, to have my own clinic and make it successful. And you know, we're on the way to doing that. So that was my wife and family, and to say, you know, go and do it, and to kind of stick at it again, especially through like lockdown and COVID as well. It was, you know, not the easiest, but to push through that and trying to come through the other side has been very useful as well. So then the last thing is just hearing from other students. So I've had like people that have come to speak to me about not saying mentorship, but just guidance and advice kind of getting into the industry, and then hearing their stories about their successes and you know how useful it's been just to even just having a chat with like myself and or doing some work experience or something like that, and seeing them flourish and take their career to the next level. Those are the little things that they're the little wins for me, and they're the things that really kind of make me keep going and wanting to be better and better and better. Because the next generation for me is very important to kind of get them to where they need to get to as well. So yeah, so.
Perfect. So Francesca, what skills from your sports therapy degree do you use within your work?
So, I mean, I use a fair amount of them, if I'm honest. I do a lot of soft tissue work, a lot of manual therapy, like mobilizations, and then obviously a lot of like diagnostic special tests and diagnostic work, and then the kind of more functional end stage rehab as well, with more athletes than you know sort of the general public. So yeah, I mean, I learned a lot on placements at uni, and I found them really useful. And then I've obviously worked with a lot of other people since then, and I found that learning by doing is the way I learn. So that's why I thought the course was really, you know, my type of thing, because a lot of it was kind of practical and manual based. So if it's that's the way you learn, then you know that's. It's definitely the kind of course for you, because a lot of it is practical, and you know you kind of learn a lot of things on the job. So yeah, I mean, I pretty much use everything that I learned on the course, and I've just been sort of topping it up with CPD and stuff as I've gone on.
So please, can you tell me, Tyrone, all about the needs group that has started and what it will be adding to the Society of Sports Therapy?
So the purpose of the needs group is to provide strategic advice, you know, recommendations and counsel to the SST, so the board of directors, and just the general staff in regards to areas of concern in, you know, the EDI, so equality, diversity and inclusion. So this is like the society's EDI type group. And, you know, it's made up of SST members, and we all have the aim is that, you know, we all have a passion for affecting change and just making a difference. And the good thing about it is different backgrounds. We've all had various backgrounds in our journeys. So more or less all the different members of the society in some way. And we're kind of bringing that all together to provide a voice For anyone who feels like they're not heard or not represented enough. And yeah, hopefully as a result of that year or further down the line of change and growth in how things are done and how people are represented.
Francesca, what are you most looking forward to about your new role within the society?
I think, you know, it's really about bringing awareness to the society as a whole and really trying to influence positive change. You know, obviously there's been a lot going on within sport, you know, for more diverse and sort of underrepresented groups. So it's really good to hear from other peers, from people within the profession, that we can kind of just share our knowledge and you know, opinions on, you know, what's going on globally, and obviously like personal, you know, personal experiences we've all had. So really, you know, we want to provide and, you know, support to other members of the community, other members, you know, within sports therapy, you know, finding out what they really expect from us would be really important as well. And really kind of giving everyone a voice so that we can take that forward and make changes that will be really positive for not just sort of the group, but obviously for the profession. And we just want to make it, you know, a more diverse and, you know, give everyone equal opportunities within the industry that we all work in. So, you know, that's the aim, and that's sort of like what's really exciting, because we're all of us in the group, we're kind of on the same wavelength, but, you know, we're all from completely different backgrounds. We've got completely different skill sets. We live in very various places over the UK and the Channel Islands. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be a big learning curve, but, you know, one that we can kind of all ride the wave together. So, you know, it's really exciting.
Yeah, definitely. So, Tyrone, what plans do the needs group have coming up, and what can we look forward to?
So we literally just last week had our kind of full first team meeting after our induction, where we got to meet each other and, you know, we shared a few brief ideas. But last week was our first kind of proper team meeting, which was great. And we just shared one of the things we highlighted was our individual and both group important to see, like Francesca mentioned, you know, that our ideas and our thought processes align in some way. You know, we all have a passion for the same thing. And, you know, in the early stages, things are still in the talking stages. You know, we haven't fully decided on a lot of things, but a few things we have spoken about and hopefully we can work on and build on is one of them was improving ethnic minorities in positions of leadership. You know, and you know, to see more diversity in quality positions of power, whether that's in lecturing, whether that's in being seen in senior roles in sports clubs or teams, as a therapist, in terms of board of directors, those types of things, just to feel, you know, more represented, and that's the kind of things that we've been speaking about. Other things, improving female involvement in higher level sports. Again, so having more females in those types of positions, you know, in different sports. You know, you think of kind of in football and being, you know, the head therapist in different levels, you know, trying to push up the ladder, whether that's in athletics, whether that's in tennis, whatever sport, but being well represented, and then not kind of shut down just a female. You know, we're way past that. Oh, I like to think way past that in the world now. It's just, yeah, improving that that understanding, whether that's through education or just, you know, creating opportunities, more opportunities for females. You know, there's many different things that we're looking to hopefully do and implement. And another one was just improving opportunity for involvement in more varying sports. Obviously, in the UK, there are a lot of sports that are more kind of more prevalent, you know, and ideally football, rugby, they're normally the sports that I think as sports therapists, you probably tend to go into because they're the most accessible. But having the opportunity to go into other sports, should you wish, you know, working in tennis or being able to go into athletics or going into hockey or going into, you know, basketball or, you know, and the volleyball, whatever sport it may be, and having the opportunity to do that. So not feeling that you're just funneled into those types of sports because they're the easiest ones to get into or the ones that are, that you just see every day. You know, it's just, yeah, trying to give everyone the same opportunity, regardless of where they are, where they live, where they're from, their social status, their race, their gender, all those different things, like just making everything, trying to get everything on more of an equal playing field. So everyone's exposed to the same types of things. So they're just a few ideas, a few things that we've spoken about. Obviously the plan of action is completely different in terms of implementing those, but that's what kind of happens in our meetings. And we all just kind of, share those ideas and figure out how we can turn those ideas into action and affect change in different ways. So watch this space.
Yeah, sounds exciting. Looking forward to seeing what will be going on. Francesca, what is the next CPD that you will be engaging to enhance your sports therapy knowledge?
So I'm thinking I might do a course in lymphatic drainage, just because Guernsey, there's a long waiting list for people that need it. So, you know, it'll be good for me to expand my knowledge, but also, you know, help people that need it. And potentially doing some sort of like fascial and scarring work, which I've done a little bit of, but just want to expand my knowledge a bit on that. Potentially, you know, do a bit of diversity and inclusion work, just to, you know, make my knowledge a bit more prevalent for this group going forward. So I mean, that that's probably an important one, but obviously I don't know, it's difficult to do too much because I have to travel so much to get over for CPD. So I try and get it all done in 1 week, in a couple of weeks. But yeah, now I'm going out on my own. I've got a pretty good mentor in Guernsey who kind of helps me, and I sit in with him in his clinics as well. So ongoing, that's something that I do as well quite often.
So last question for you both. If you had one piece of advice for students on the degree programme, what would it be?
Make the most out of your conversations that you have with some of the people. You know, you never know who you're speaking to and where people are going. You never know where you're going. And that's, you know, use that as every opportunity to, because it could help further your career and you don't know it yet. And that's just speaking from example and just living that. You know, there's conversations that I've had with even like, you know, lecturers that have, you know, not at the time probably felt just not say meaningless, and you know, in the long run it's been useful and it's come back to really in some way. And it could be, you know, that's the difference between a job and a reference, and just being on someone's mind. Like one thing I've always thought about and always kind of said to people is, you want to be the first person that someone thinks about for a specific task. You know, if someone needs a sports therapist for a job, you want to be that sports therapist that they think of. And that happens from leaving a good impression, from having a conversation or whatever it may be. That's how you get the opportunities, and that's how you can build your career. So definitely don't take conversations, whether that's your peers or your seniors, for granted, and just continue to build those relationships from from first year right through to graduation and beyond?
Yeah, mine's kind of similar, I guess, because I would always just say, like, making connections and keeping in touch with your peers, and, you know, whether it be for mentorship or, you know, for job opportunities in the future, you know, having support from other people within, you know, the same profession is really important, and it can be really helpful. So, yeah, you know, make the most out of the people that you meet, and you never know when you'll need support from them or need a favour. So, yeah, that's my bit of advice as well.
Perfect. Thank you both for spending the time to speak to me today. And we all look forward to hearing about what work you'll be doing within the Needs Group in the near future. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.